This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. CSU seeks $29.2 million for aging boilers as speed camera bill advances in Colorado legislature. Colorado State University's 1960s heating infrastructure failed during a 2024 cold snap, while House Bill 26-1071 would let cities place speed cameras on interstates for the first time. Colorado State University is asking state lawmakers for $29.2 million to replace a district heating plant whose boilers date to the 1960s, after a January 2024 failure knocked out steam production for 7 hours during sub-zero temperatures and caused freeze damage across the main campus. The district heating plant sustainability upgrade has been before the Capital Development Committee 3 times since fiscal year 2023-24, but has never received full funding. The Governor's Office of State Planning and Budgeting did not recommend the project for fiscal year 2025-26. The failure involved boiler number 2, installed in 1965. Boiler number 3 dates to 1960. During the January 2024 incident, the longest stretch without steam occurred when temperatures were at or below zero, according to CSU's capital budget request to the legislature. CSU's proposal would replace the aging boiler number 3 with an electric central heating and cooling system backed up by 2 low-emission boilers, shifting significant energy use from natural gas to electricity. Natural gas combustion currently accounts for 35% of CSU's total greenhouse gas emissions, according to the capital budget request. The university has already invested $20 million in its Moby GeoX project, a geothermal exchange system and one of the largest geothermal energy exchanges west of the Mississippi. That system, completed ahead of schedule in 2020, replaced 60-year-old steam and cooling infrastructure at Moby Arena with 3-4-2 well holes bored 550 feet deep and 80 miles of underground pipes. CSU has committed to 100% renewable electricity by 2030. On the speed camera bill. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Colorado cities and counties to place speed cameras on interstate highways passed second reading in the House on February 19 after clearing committee on an 8-3 vote 2 days earlier. House Bill 26-1071, sponsored by Representative Tisha Morrow of Pueblo, Representative Monica Duran, and Senator Lisa Cutter, would amend current law that reserves interstate speed camera authority exclusively for the state. Under the existing framework established by Senate Bill 23-200, the Colorado Department of Transportation can operate automated vehicle identification systems on interstates, but local governments cannot. The bill's momentum follows CDOT's Highway 1119 pilot program in Boulder County, which achieved an approximately 80% reduction in speeding since launching in July 2025. The decrease occurred even before civil penalties of $75 per violation began on January 12, 2026, according to Sky High News. Wheat Ridge sought to install a speed camera on Interstate 70 between the Wadsworth Boulevard and 32nd Avenue exits in summer 2025, but was denied under the current prohibition. Wheat Ridge police cited crash investigations on I-70 as a significant resource drain. Since June 2025, the city's 2 existing cameras on local streets have generated roughly $218,000 in revenue. Mike Rawlick, who discussed both stories on The Kim Monson Show, urged listeners to pay attention to bills moving through the legislature. "These random bills, they mean a lot to our rights, and we need more people there at these things," Rawlick said. And now, Kim's perspective. Two stories that seem unrelated actually share a common thread: the expanding reach of government. At CSU, taxpayers are being asked to fund a $29.2 million project that the governor's own budget office has declined to recommend 3 years running, while the university simultaneously pursues costly green energy mandates. And with House Bill 26-1071, local governments want new authority to surveil drivers on interstates, backed by the promise of safety, but paired with the reality of revenue. Coloradans should ask whether their elected officials are solving problems or building new toll booths, literal and figurative, on the road to bigger government. This article is available at kiminson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.